Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, December 21st, 2016. It is the longest day of the year. That is so not true. It is the shortest day of the year. I don't know what I was thinking there. Clearly, the dark is getting to me. This is going to be our last show for the year. This is going to be my last show for the year. I'm going to be taking next week off, certainly from podcasting, if not from work generally. And I thought it was a good idea, and it was a good time to take a look back at what's happened over the last year and see if maybe there were some larger lessons we can learn. This has been a crazy, crazy year, I think, by any standard. And I think, you know, we all recognize that. I think it's been generally a good year. But there's been a lot of strange stuff in marketing, a lot of strange stuff in the world, etc. You know, and I try to take the positive. I think it's all been for the best in the long run. But it's definitely been an unusual year, and it probably makes sense to talk about what have we learned as marketers? What have we learned as business people that we can take forward into the new year? And so I want to start by saying the first big lesson I think we've learned is that customer experience really is the new marketing. Now, this shouldn't come as a big surprise to anyone who's listened to the show or read the blog for any amount of time, but I've long said that customers' ratings and reviews, right, word of mouth, the things your customers say about you, are the single most effective form of marketing that exists out there. And that's been just hammered home this year. Obviously, if we look at the growth of mobile and the fact that now everybody carries a mobile device. I've given numbers in the past. You know, we're seeing in demographics of the younger set numbers into the 90% of people carrying smartphones. But even if you look at older folks, people, baby boomers are still well into the 80s. And even people who are older than that, penetration of smartphones are well above 70%. And we think about the ubiquity of social networks and the fact that everyone is connected to their friends and their family and their fans and their followers everywhere they go, it just underscores how important it is that customers have a great experience with your products and services. There was research up on marketing charts the other day that talked about how social ads don't actually do much to influence in the way that we might think. Now, I will tell you, I have some problems with the methodology. I have some problems with their findings. But certainly what they found that is undoubtedly true is that people actually share information with their friends and family. We all know this. And that those recommendations from friends and family tend to be the most influential. And so the thing that's going to build your brand most effectively is what your customers say about the experience they have when dealing with your product or your service. And so I really think the first big lesson we've learned in 2016 is that customer experience is the new marketing. You know, I was going to be pithy and say customer experience is the new black, but let's be fair. We really want this to be about marketing specifically, so call it what it is. It is the new marketing. Now, one of the things that that leads to, and I think it's the second big lesson, is the importance of speed. Because your customers are constantly connected, because they can find the information that they need and the answers to the questions that they have no matter where they are, anywhere, anytime, any place, they've come to expect a certain amount of instant gratification. They expect that things just work and that they're ready at the moment that the customer needs it. And when you look at things like Amazon Go, which we talked about last week, or things like Amazon doing new deliveries with drones, that's a really big deal. So Amazon just tested the other day. It delivered its first ever drone delivery, sending a bag of popcorn and an Amazon Fire TV streaming media player to a customer in a rural area near Cambridge, England. Why? Because speed matters. In fact, Amazon's not the only one doing this. Apparently in Reno, Nevada, 7-Eleven has been experimenting with, I'm not making this up, 7-Eleven has been experimenting with drone delivery, according to Recode. There were 77 flights from one store to a dozen select customers. If you ask me, it should have been to 11 customers, right? Seven drones, 11 customers. But anyway, but the point is, speed matters. They're trying to put products into the hands of their customers as quickly as they possibly can. That's what Amazon's doing. That's what 7-Eleven is doing. That's what we're seeing with more digital delivery of things like audio and books and the like. It becomes the reality that speed impacts your customer's view of the experience tremendously. And if customer experience is indeed the new marketing, then speed of service, obviously quality, but the speed of the service and the quickness with which you are able to respond to the needs that your customers have is going to matter tremendously. And so to me, that's the second big lesson. So customer experience is the new marketing, but it leads to speed. And then the third and probably the most important lesson, and I think we all kind of know this, is that there are no more gatekeepers, right? The gatekeepers are gone. When I was a kid, Walter Cronkite was the most trusted man in America. He was the evening anchor on the CBS Evening News. And he used to close all of his broadcasts by saying, "I'm Walter Cronkite, and that's the way it is." Now, can you imagine somebody on TV today or Twitter or Facebook or any of the other social channels where people are getting their news and information saying that's the way it is and having the world not just laugh at them? Right. But when Walter Cronkite said it, we all believed it because it felt true. If Uncle Walter said it was true, it must be true. Now, anyone can say anything they want. You know, there's been all this discussion over the last few weeks about fake news and the fact that anybody can put up anything. And if they can cause it to move quickly, if they can give it some velocity, I hate the other V word, but if they can get it to go viral, suddenly that information, quote unquote, becomes true to anyone who sees it. If they don't take the initiative to go and determine whether or not it actually is true and actually matters in their life. And there are probably some big downsides there that we're going to be dealing with for some time to come. The flip side, and I, you know, have to be somewhat optimistic about this, is that we as marketers also have the benefit of there being no more gatekeepers. Now, we can say anything we want to reach our customers. We don't have to worry about jumping through hoops. And don't get me wrong, there's some things you have to deal with rising costs and the like. But the simple fact is, if you can actually give your customers a great experience, and if you can deliver that quickly and in a way that satisfies their needs, then your customers can tell your story on your behalf because they don't have to go through a gatekeeper. And I think that's immensely powerful. It's immensely useful and it's immensely beneficial to your brand and to your business. And if I can extrapolate out to everybody, because you're actually talking to the people who need the things that you offer. So I would suggest strongly, as you look forward into 2017, you want to take these realities and use them to your advantage. And as an ethical person and as an honest person, I also think we have to say you got to use it for good. You don't want to spam people. You don't want to just put messages in front of everybody. You don't just want to say anything in hopes that maybe people will believe it if it's not really true. But you do want to say, here's how I can help solve your problem, if you really can. Here's how I can help your life be a little bit better. And if you can do that, then I think that's the most valuable lesson to learn. That ultimately, as marketers, we should be creating products and services and promoting products and services that actually matter in a meaningful way to the lives of our customers. And if we all learn that, me included, as we go forward into 2017, I think we're going to shape up to have a really good year and really create a great life and a great experience and a great product and a great service for the benefit of our customers. And that would be a really good lesson for us all to learn. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for today, as well as for the year. But I do want to remind you that you can get the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all of our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes that you find there and get this podcast delivered to you every single week. You can also subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. You can just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. It should show up for any of those. And if I could ask you to provide a rating on your favorite podcatcher, I would really appreciate it. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or you can email me at podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I wanted to say thanks again for tuning in all year long. I really do appreciate it. I want to remind you that we won't be here next week, but we will be back 2 weeks from today. So that's January 4th, 2017. And until then, I hope you have a fantastic, fantastic holiday, a terrific New Year's Eve, and I will look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud in just a couple weeks' time. Until then, take care, everybody.